systems. But we're not done. 40 years of experience as a controller, CFO, and business owner prepared me for this work. Our township needs it. Our taxpayers deserve it. Vote to retain Janice Delahaye, treasurer, in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Janice Delahaye.
Attack. The time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour on this Monday, August 5th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers, with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. The day before the big primary election is tomorrow, Tuesday. 9 days of early voting stopped as of yesterday. You can't vote early today. If you wanted to vote early, it's too late. You can't do it. You have to vote tomorrow on Election Day. Now, a lot of people haven't even turned in their absentee ballots yet. If you still have it, you can take it to your local clerk tomorrow, surrender it. They may allow you to use it and vote in person, or they may choose to spoil it and issue you a new ballot. I'm not sure. I was sent an absentee ballot, and honestly, I can't find it anywhere. I had a ton of papers stacked up together. I might have thrown it out. I'm not even sure. So I'll have to deal with that tomorrow when I go to vote. Now, one of the things that is kind of interesting coming from the Attorney General's office, Dana Nessel, based on reporting from MERS News Service, they found an 800% increase in FOIA requests to the Department of State, Jocelyn Benson's office, the Secretary of State's office, which resulted in increased funding to address compliance. Many of those requests concentrated on the Bureau of Elections and were focused on the 2020 election. Now, this is interesting because there's hit pieces going out. Another one appeared this morning here in northern Michigan about Victoria Bishop, the clerk candidate running for Antrim County, talking about the 2020 elections, conspiracy theories, running a campaign to basically clean up the qualified voter files, getting rid of dead people and people who no longer live in the county that are still on the qualified voter files, and hand counting the ballots. Well, the hit piece came out this morning. Many of you sent it to me. I saw it. I'm not even going to read it on the radio. I'm not going to give it any credit. But here, the Secretary of State had an increase of 800% in FOIA requests, Freedom of Information Act, pertaining to the 2020 election, showing that the 2020 election is still a hot topic. Cheryl Guy, who announced her retirement, decided not to run for re-election, now is saying that if Vicky wins tomorrow on Tuesday, she's going to do a writing campaign against her in November. Well, Dana Nessel said that these FOIA requests have been directly tied to these frivolous, quote-unquote, frivolous lawsuits after the 2020 election. She said, differs from legitimate election lawsuits where you have facts and evidence support the claims and allegations that you're making. Anyone reading these complaints would know that there was not a legitimate basis for it. Excuse me. We are Antrim County. We are the ones that have the full unredacted forensic audit of Cheryl Guy's machines. They're not frivolous. We have the proof. We've just never been allowed to present it in a courtroom to a jury. We'll wrap this story up. The other segment, short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
I'm Josh Saul, running for U.S. Congress in the 1st District. We can all agree our government is in desperate need of accountability and a balanced budget. As a retired Army infantryman and a CPA, I'm trained to do both. I'm also a man who was built by this community. Head over to joshsaulforcongress.com to learn more and donate. And on August 6th, make sure you vote for Josh Saul and send our values to Washington, D.C. on a mission to restore our rights. Paid for by Josh Saul for Congress.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Continuing on with this story, talking about excessive 800% increase in FOIA requests, Freedom of Information Act, with the Bureau of Elections. Many of them pertaining to the 2020 election. People of any common sense know in the bottom of their hearts that something happened in 2020's presidential election, especially here in Michigan. Antrim County just happened to be the point of the tip of the spear on this sentiment, a lot of people believing something happened in the election. As a result, a lawsuit was filed by Bill Bailey, a Central Lake resident here in Antrim County. Matt DiPerno was attorney, was assigned to Judge Kevin Elsenheimer. Elsenheimer allowed a forensic audit. I have the unredacted report. I have the evidence as to what exactly happened in Cheryl Guy's machine 2 weeks before the election, the night of the election, and what happened after the election. Fully documenting everything that happened in that machine, her mothership equipment at the county building in Bel Air, Michigan. Now she's coming out seeing that we have worked very hard to put out Vicky's signs. We've run ads in all three of the local newspapers here in Antrim County, half-page ads for the last 5 weeks. We've done mailers. We have text messaging going out. We are going to be contacting the voters as they pull into the polling places tomorrow via text messaging. Cheryl Guy and the establishment are deathly afraid that she's going to win tomorrow. If it's God's plan, she will. But Cheryl Guy now says that she's going to do a writing campaign against Vicky. Good luck with that. Democrats will be writing in her name. Moderate Republicans will be writing in her name. Democrats who run as Republicans in Antrim County will be writing in her name, if it's spelled correctly. Because if, in fact, she does a writing campaign, we will challenge the signatures on the ballot. If they're not spelled correctly, they have to be tossed out. But who gets to determine that? The clerk, Cheryl Guy. No conflict of interest there, right? So you want to battle, Cheryl, that's fine. We are confident and working hard to win this election tomorrow. We have dumped in every resource we had available, the donations we were able to receive, the things that we've been able to do have gone into the campaign. We are leaving nothing on the table. Signs will be placed out today next to polling places. I'm personally going to go and talk to the neighbors and see if they'll let us put up a sign right across the street from the polling place. We'll be working the polls, the two largest polling places here in this county. As soon as I get off the radio tomorrow at noon, I'll be working until 8 p.m. tomorrow night. But the point is this. They are afraid of the truth. They want to hide the truth. They don't want the truth to come out. We know for a fact, calling some of these numbers that we were given by our company that provided us the data, phone numbers in different states, different area codes, both cell phones and supposedly landlines here in Antrim County with a different area code. We've seen Texas, we have seen California, we have seen area codes from all across the country on this list. Now, I don't have a problem with somebody who's had a cell phone for a long time, maybe back when they were in the military. Todd Smallenberg is one example. He said, Randy, I've had this phone for 20 years. He got it back when he was active duty Marine. He says, I'm not giving up my cell phone. A lot of my Marine brothers and sisters have this number. I'm not changing it. That's fine. But when we call the numbers, folks, we get recordings that the number is no longer in existence. But yet, they have absentee ballots that have been mailed to addresses here in Antrim County for these people who don't have cell phones or landlines that are still active. Who filled out those ballots? Were they returned? We don't know. Then factor in the fact that Democrats in Antrim County are crossing over and voting for Republicans. Supposed Republicans on the ballot. Cheryl Guy, the very clerk that Vicky's running to replace, has come out publicly and endorsed one of her opponents. When she said earlier and previously, she wasn't going to endorse anybody in this race. She was going to let the people of Antrim County decide. Well, now, last minute, evidently, some polling must have been done that Vicky's leading. Now they're getting desperate. First, it started last week with a Bridge, Michigan hit piece. Today, another hit piece from an AP reporter. I believe 7 and 4 is covering the story. You see, you have to understand something, people. If you're winning, they attack. If they realize that they are losing to you, they attack you. Yeah, upnorthlive.com is the one that has this story. And there is Cheryl Guy's picture for county clerk, standing right in front of her sign in her office. Well, we'll see what happens. If you know anybody who lives in Antrim County, do me a favor and text me Antrim, A-N-T-R-I-M. I'll send you a text message that you can forward to your friends for them to see what Vicky's platform is, exactly what she's wanting to do, and to ask them to vote for her tomorrow, Tuesday, in the primary. If you live in Sheboygan, I have a text message ready for Sheboygan. I've had a couple of people ask me about Emmett. I've already forwarded it out. I'll get to you guys after the show here at 12 noon. Here's the main point. This is the main point. They are trying to keep their power. And even the Secretary of State and the Attorney General, Dana Nessel, are fighting tooth and nail to prevent us from absolutely finding out the truth about these elections, calling them frivolous lawsuits, excessive Freedom of Information Act requests, straining the elections, resources having to be spent on these FOIA requests, taking away from their important work of administrating the election. Give me a break. One of the things that people want are truly fair and safe, secure elections. They want people to vote who are actual citizens per our Constitution and people who are still living in our counties that they haven't moved and been left on the qualified voter files. And most importantly, we want people who are alive voting, not dead people. You have to understand something, people. This is how they have stuffed the ballots with these ballot drop boxes, absentee voting, the people who no longer live here, or people who are no longer even alive. Who is actually casting these ballots for them? That's the question you have to ask. Bottom line. So, We'll see what happens in the election tomorrow. We'll deal with it accordingly. Vicky's already told me that if she does win tomorrow, she plans to contact Cheryl Guy and go over and visit with her at her office. Find out why Cheryl Guy is so opposed to her being the next clerk, doing the things she promised the people of Antrim County who voted for. If she loses the election, so be it. We fought the good fight. We did everything we could. The people have spoken. But we shall see. Just like Neil Friske, it's in God's hands. If the people want him back, they'll vote for him. If they believe the lies and the attacks and the negative mailers and negative text messages, they'll vote for his opponent. Whatever it is, it's going to be. But that's the way we feel about the situation. But the other side, they don't want to give up their power. They don't want to expose us to expose what they may have done while they were in office. Officer Rick texting into the show, what exactly is Cheryl Guy afraid of? One thing that you have to understand, the facts remain that this is a very interested hot topic here in the state of Michigan. Freedom of Information Act requests regarding the 2020 election, fears that it could happen again in this 2024 election. Well, there are certain states that have decided to do things about it. One of the things that you have to look at in this process is removing dead people. Well, guess who did it? The state of Michigan, with the number of votes that Joe Biden supposedly won Michigan by over Donald Trump in 2020, our neighboring state, Ohio removed 155,000 people from their qualified voter files ahead of November's presidential election. Ohio's removed 155,000 inactive or out-of-date voter registrations from the state's qualified voter files ahead of November's election, said the chief elections in Ohio on Friday. Ohio Republican Secretary of State Frank LaRose said inactive voters and non-U.S. citizens were among those people removed. He had directed county election directors in May to start hunting down through the qualified voter files an effort to legally remove inactive registrations. Every Ohioan, regardless of their political views, should care about accurate, qualified voter files, LaRose said. Diligent list maintenance helps prevent voter fraud and ensures the voice of the people is heard on election day. So you can do all the hit pieces you want, people. It's still relevant in our society today. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source, brought to you by WellConnect, your Michigan-made geothermal solution to high utility bills. Learn more at WellConnectSaves.com.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour, according to a draft of an NCAA notice of allegations.